with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Manhattan man pleads guilty to helping establish a secret Chinese police station in New York.
New Yorker Chen Jinping pleaded guilty in federal court to conspiracy to act as an agent of a foreign government for helping establish a secret Chinese police station located in a nondescript building in Chinatown. Prosecutors say Jinping helped the Chinese government locate pro-democracy activists and intimidate them to return home. In 2022, the FBI raided the station, which was operated as a local branch of China's Ministry of Public Security. China is believed to be operating secret police stations in countries around the globe, but the Justice Department has said the arrests in connection with the Manhattan one were the first of their kind. Julie Walker, New York.
Regulators are retreating from a massive airbag recall.
U.S. safety regulators have backed away from seeking a recall of nearly 50 million airbag inflators thought to be at risk of exploding and hurling shrapnel into drivers and passengers. Regulators now say they will continue to investigate after the auto industry raised questions about whether all of the inflators are defective. The auto industry pointed to technical and engineering differences between ARC inflators in vehicles made by different manufacturers. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has determined that more investigation is warranted. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President-elect Trump has rejected a bipartisan plan to prevent a Christmastime government shutdown, instead telling House Speaker Mike Johnson and Republicans to essentially renegotiate 2 days before a deadline when federal funding runs out. On Wall Street, the Dow down by over 1,000 points. This is SRN News. The Scripps Spelling Bee embraces feminism.
Organizers of the annual contest say they will now accept a new spelling for the word women that eliminates any reference to men. Women, spelt W-O-M-Y-N, was first promoted in the 1970s by feminist leaders in an effort to, quote, make the word free of masculine influence. Scripps officials say they're making the change because the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has done so. The 100th edition of the Spelling Bee is set to take place in May of next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israel's closing its embassy in Ireland over the latter country's support for the Palestinians. The decision to close the embassy comes in response to what Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar describes as Ireland's extreme anti-Israel policies. Earlier this year, Israel recalled its ambassador to Dublin after Ireland announced, along with Norway, Spain, and Slovenia, that it would recognize a Palestinian state. SRN News. A drug kingpin has died.
Rayful Edmund, a notorious drug kingpin who controlled a significant portion of Washington, D.C.'s cocaine trade during the 1980s crack epidemic, has died in federal custody. He was 60 years old. Known as the King of Cocaine, Edmund ran a vast drug network tied to numerous homicides. Arrested in 1989, at 24, he was sentenced to life in prison for his crimes, later receiving an additional 30 years for continuing illegal activities from within prison. No details on his cause of death. John Scott report.
A series of intense airstrikes shook Yemen's rebel-held capital shortly after a Houthi missile targeted central Israel. It wasn't immediately clear who launched the strikes early Thursday on Sana'a, which the Houthis have held for over a decade. American forces have launched a series of strikes on the Houthis over nearly a year. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.